Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 12. Now Miriam and Aharon spoke against Moshe because of the Cushite wife whom he had taken, for he had taken a Cushite wife. And they said,
Has Yahweh spoken only through Moshe? Has he not also spoken through us?
And Yahweh heard it. And the man Moshe was very humble, more than all the men who were on the face of the earth. And suddenly, Yahweh said to Moshe and Aharon and Miriam,
You three, come out to the tent of appointment.
So the three came out. And Yahweh came down in the column of cloud and stood in the door of the tent and called Aharon and Miriam. And they both went forward. And he said,
Hear now my words. If your Navi is of Yahweh, I make myself known to him in a vision, and I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moshe. He is trustworthy in all my house. I speak with him mouth to mouth, and plainly, and not in riddles. And he sees the form of Yahweh. So why were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe?
And the displeasure of Yahweh burned against them, and he left. And the cloud turned away from above the tent, and look, Miriam was leprous as white as snow. And Aharon turned toward Miriam, and look, a leper. And Aharon said to Moshe,
O my master, please do not hold against us the sin in which we have done foolishly and in which we have sinned. Please do not let her be as one dead when coming out of its mother's womb with our flesh half consumed.
And Moshe cried out to Yahweh, saying,
Oh, El, please heal her, please.
And Yahweh said to Moshe,
If her father had but spit in her face, would she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out of the camp 7 days, and after that, let her be readmitted.
And Miriam was shut out of the camp 7 days, and the people did not depart until Miriam was readmitted. And afterward, the people departed from Chatzeroth, and they camped in the wilderness of Paran.